KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
South Africa has sent a new trade offer to the United States. This is to try and fix the problem caused by the 30% tariff imposed by Washington last week. Government says the revised offer answers the concerns the U.S. had about health rules and tariffs. South Africa's opened the market for important products like chicken, blueberries and pork with safety checks in place. Trade and Industry Minister Parks Tau was speaking at a joint briefing with the Department of Agriculture this morning to update the country on government's response to the duties.
With regards to blueberries, we've granted market access for states that are free of fruit fly and agreed to mitigation measures with those states' fruit fly. And also with regards to pork, in this regard, it is open, subject to the biosecurity requirements. Consequently, the USA-Africa Trade Desk has informed us that it will be shipping containers of poultry and pork to South Africa in 2 weeks' time, which is testimony that these issues have been resolved.
The Home Affairs Department says it's teamed up with Capitec and First National Bank to offer smart ID and passport services at bank branches around the country. From October, Capitec will launch services at some of its offices. FNB will integrate applications into its app. Home Affairs has said in a statement that it's hoping to cut queues using the bank's infrastructure for biometric verification. The department plans to expand to 1,000 branches by 2029 while prioritizing undeserved areas. It says that more banks are expected to join the initiative. Now in Gauteng, firefighters have extinguished a blaze that had engulfed the Home Affairs building in Germiston earlier. Emergency crews descended on the double-story structure east of Johannesburg this morning, shutting roads to traffic and closing other buildings in and around the area. While the cause of the blaze hasn't been confirmed, some reports have linked the fire to a local protest against evictions. And the air fears the death toll from the India Himalayan flood tragedy could jump to more than 70. Officials say at least 68 people are unaccounted for after a deadly wall of water swept away a Himalayan town and buried it in mud. Videos broadcast by survivors showed a terrifying surge of muddy water sweeping away blocks of flats. At least 4 people were confirmed dead. Sniffer dogs are being used by disaster teams scouring the remains of Darali in Uttarakhand state. A recap of our lead story, South Africa has sent a new trade offer to the United States as part of government's response to the 30% tariff imposed by Washington. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Ndesen.